Father, we thank you. We thank you for this yet another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness that you show towards us. We come stand in front of enter your presence with thanksgiving and for your courts with praise. We just come lifting you up and magnifying you on today. We just come seeking to hear a word from you that's going to give us light, that's going to give us hope, that's going to give us encouragement throughout this day. God, speak to us as only you can. Give us, Father God, our daily bread. Give us, Father God, strength. Give us, Father God, power to continue to run this race. Give us, Father God, everything we need to be diligent, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding. And Father, we just give you honor and glory and praise on this morning. But in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. This morning our scripture comes from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. And this morning we're talking about build bridges. Build bridges. Bishop Jake starts off by telling us that instinct can be seen as a bridge. The structure we can use to cross from where we are to where we like to be. Instinct can enable us to see a healthy relationship, a fulfilling career, and a great opportunity, even if it is not present at the time. Instinct acts much like faith. It sees what is not there, but still hopes for it and expects it. Instinct serves as a bridge to see more. Scripture speaks of this bridge as faith. It's seeing what we don't see. What we envision, what we believe will exist. Think about your faith eyesight. Some people can only believe what they can see, touch, and feel, and smell. But with faith, you can look at it, you can look at what is not visible and see more. Instinct and imagination become the parents of our creative vision. Together, they allow us to see opportunities where others only see limitations. Instead of focusing on what we don't have, we concentrate on what we do have and what can be created from those ingredients. The best thinkers, builders, draftsmen, architects, designers, hairstylists, preachers, and chefs are those who walk amongst us with one foot in reality and the other planted firmly in the realm of the potential. If, like them, we are blessed to recognize the gap between where we are and where we want to be, but then we may also know that in order to cross over into a more successful, fully realized life, we must allow our instincts to become our bridge. Our instincts teach us how to take less and do more. Like a gourmet chef with a limited pantry, we combine the various flavors to create something new and delicious. Our instincts up the ante and propel us to the next level. Our instincts illuminate our path amid the bleakness of reality, statistics, studies, and guide us from the mundane to the magical. Go on and cross that bridge. This morning, how many of us want to cross the bridge? How many of us will take the challenge to tap into our faith and walk by faith and not by sight and not be moved by what we see? To be able to allow our spiritual insight to propel us to the next dimension, to the next level. That's what God is asking us to do, to walk by faith, to believe the report of the Lord, to believe what he has said, whether we see it in the natural or not, that we believe it because he said it. We take him at his word. We have faith to believe that we can. We have faith to believe that it will manifest. We have faith to believe that if he said it, it's so. We have faith to believe that it will come to pass, that we are well able to do it. That's that bridge. He wants us to prepare for it. He wants us to see it as if it's already done. He wants us to take on the mindset of Christ and work it out. So this morning, our challenge is build a bridge. Wait by faith and not by sight. Believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this word. We thank you for reminding us to walk by faith and not by sight. To not be moved by situations and circumstances and not be moved by what we see. But take you at your word. God, help us to continue to trust you in all things, to believe you in all things. Help us, Father, to be creative and tap into those creative instincts that you placed inside of us. Help us to propel. Help us to go beyond. Help us to see, Father, in the spirit realm. Help us to see with our spiritual eyes what you're doing and where you're taking us. God, we thank you today. We give you honor, glory, and praise. For it's in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We want to thank everyone for being on the phone with us this morning. We want to continue to pray for those that are in bereavement, those that are going through sickness right now. We want to continue to intercede for them. We want to continue just to look at our nation. We want to continue just to pray one for another. And we'll see you back here at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Have a great rest of the week. Be blessed. See you then. Bye-bye.